I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, remembering the first man to score in what would become the NBA. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Baseball's trade deadline came and went with hardly a whimper, but Detroit, Boston, and the White Sox of Chicago made a bit of noise with a three-way deal. The Tigers acquired infielder Jose Iglesias from the Red Sox, and their motivation for so doing was thoroughly modern, don't you think?
Yeah, they actually did hold up the Red Sox for a player I don't think the Red Sox particularly wanted to give up, but Jose Iglesias, a young shortstop, is a terrific defensive player. He came up this year and batted .400 and has since been sinking back to earth rapidly. But, of course, they did this because of their anticipatory dread that Johnny Peralta will get caught up in the whole biogenesis thing.
The other major piece of the deal was Boston's acquisition of starting pitcher and former Cy Young Award winner Jake Peavy from the White Sox. Good move for the Red Sox?
Yeah, Clay Buchholz has medical issues that seem to be beyond anyone's capability to understand, let alone cure. John Lester's got the worst ERA of all their starters. So Peavy's a workhorse. He's been injured a lot, but he was the best that was out there. Plus, they have him locked up for another season.
Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Riley Cooper was caught on video using the N-word at a Kenny Chesney concert in June. This week, the team fined Cooper, and Friday they excused him from team activities so he could seek counseling. Cooper has apologized publicly, but this does not seem to bode well for locker room chemistry in Philly, does it?
Athletes, sooner or later, have got to realize that every camera is always on and everyone has a camera. If you act like a jackass, somebody is going to film you. LeSean McCoy, a running back for the Eagles, said that he forgives Cooper but has lost respect for him, which I think is probably the best reaction I've heard.
Meanwhile, one NFL team is taking an unusual approach to training camp this year, Charlie. Will any team be healthier when the regular season begins than the New York Giants?
They are not going to tackle anyone. They're going to play touch football through training camp, and good for them. Yes, they'll be very, very healthy.
Half-speed play by half-interested players trying to avoid injuries has made the NFL Pro Bowl the Titanic of pro sports all-star games. So the league has decided to rearrange the deck chairs as the band plays on. Have I got that about right?
Yes. If you putt the ball into the clown's mouth, you win another Pro Bowl, another free Pro Bowl. And there's going to be a windmill and a plastic bear in the middle. No, that's not exactly
close.
What they're doing. They're overhauling everything, and it's hard to know. The two leading vote-getters among the active players will be the captain. And they're going to be helped by Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders and two NFL.com fantasy geeks. Mm. This is wonderful. What could possibly go wrong with this strategy?
A Russian official said Thursday that gay athletes are welcome to attend the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi, but if they violate a new law prohibiting so-called homosexual propaganda, they could face prosecution. This is just exactly the kind of hospitality Olympic officials had been expecting, right?
I am not in favor of a boycott. But as Chris Rock would say, but I understand. The Russians are now engaged not only in codifying homophobia, but also there's an unofficial pogrom going on with a bunch of thugs roaming the country beating up gay people. Would that the games were just about anywhere else. But I go back to what John Carlos, the man who took part in the demonstration in Mexico City, said about boycotts. He said, if you stay home, your message stays home.
Legislators from Pennsylvania and Ohio have introduced in the House of Representatives a bill aimed at reforming the NCAA. A well-oiled machine like Congress ought to be able to cut through the red tape of a bureaucracy like the NCAA, right?
Let's be particularly honest here. Charlie Dent, from the Republican from Pennsylvania, who's co-sponsoring this bill, is angry at what the NCAA did at Penn State. Why anybody would be sticking up for the institution of Penn State University right now is beyond me. The bill does insist that the NCAA take better care of its athletes. It was going to require them to have baseline concussion testing and ensure that an athlete who was in good academic standing couldn't lose his scholarship because of an injury. I like the bill. I especially like the bill because the NCAA hates the bill.
Charlie, I am not an expert on international politics, but I'm pretty sure that it's not every day that somebody who's already a king gets to try to become president, but it could happen in the NBA.
LeBron James wants to be president of the National Basketball Players Association. The last time anyone with the kind of profile LeBron James has headed the union was Patrick Ewing back in 1990. LeBron has been increasingly more serious about his place in the game, and this does not surprise me at all.
The Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks are giving fans a chance to own a piece of history, but don't leave it lying around because somebody might drink it or pour it on a houseplant or something, right?
They're selling what they refer to as melted ice and what the rest of the world refers to as water. from the 2013 Stanley Cup season.
See this water? Yeah. It came from the ice on the rink. Take my word
exactly
for it.
Exactly right. And you know what's amazing, Bill, is I'm going to go home and turn on my bathroom tap, and the entire Montreal Forum is going to come out. Won't that be great?
As much as I need.
Absolutely.
Golf legend Gary Player gave current golf star Rory McIlroy some advice this week, Charlie. Slow down your swing, bring the left thumb over just a little bit, something like that.
No, find the right wife! I'm trying to do Gary Player, and somehow I turned into John Newcomb. I don't know how that happened. Rory McIlroy is dating Caroline Wozniacki, who's obviously a very highly ranked tennis player. Gary doesn't think too much of this. He thinks that... He needs a partner who's dedicated solely to keeping Rory's career on track. Gary Player, by the way, is 77 years old. So I'd just like to point that out.
Okay. 5K zombie run in Denver.
Sports!
What could possibly go wrong?
Apparently, the run is getting, like, too violent.
A zombie run?
Yeah,
too
because,
violent?
Because this a woman named Autumn Brooks, and boy, is that a Colorado name if I've ever heard one. So she jumped at the chance to get all dressed up as a zombie to run for the zombie, except she was tackled by a runner who was trying to keep her from taking his brains.
Well, yeah.
Paramedics said another zombie had her nose broken when a runner in a banana costume punched her in the face. I can't read this.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Brains!